You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Tampa Bay Rays with MLB.com's Rays beat reporter, Bill Chastain. Bill, it was not a surprise, but nonetheless, they formally named Chris Archer the opening day starter. Was there any drama there? Is that in any way even slightly unexpected?
Not in the least. In fact, it was funny because Kevin Cash said he was not going to name an opening day starter until Buck named his, or Buck Showalter, that is. And so today he said, well, Buck's already named his opening day starter, so we could do it. But in fact, that was not true. He had not named his opening day starter. But everybody figured Archer would be the guy. And you know, he's got number one stuff. And you know, once Cobb went down, you know, he was going to be the guy.
What are your expectations of Archer this year? Because as you know, his upside is enormous. And he started a little slow last year, came on really strong late in the year. I mean, you think he can be that kind of guy this year?
Well, what jumps out to you always is the stuff. But he seems to be maturing well on the mound. He's very studious off the mound. So I think some of that, you know, in fact, one of the things he did in the offseason when talking with Kevin Cash was he wanted to know what was going on with Kluber. You know, of course, Cash was in the bullpen for the Indians last year. So he wanted to know what was clicking for Kluber. What made him become, you know, the winner he was. And that's kind of the stuff that he incorporates. So, you know, you combine that that working mentality with the stuff he has, and, you know, this guy could be something special.
How is the rotation as a whole shaping up as we get closer to opening day?
Well, right now I would expect, you know, definitely you're going to have Archer at one, Odorizzi at two, and it looks like it's going to be Nathan Carnes at three. There's still, you know, a little competition for four, but, you know, Matt Andrees, Mike Montgomery, and Everett Tiefert, but it looks like they'll probably start the season with four in the rotation and take advantage of the off days to kind of get them through midway through April. And then who knows, the picture might be looking a little clearer. You know, maybe Cobb or Smiley's going to be closer to being back. Alex Colome will probably be back before most of those guys, you know, in my mind, because he was out with pneumonia and he says he feels strong. So, you know, they're going to have to tread water there a little bit, but I think they could be in pretty good shape, particularly since I don't think the division is really that strong this year.
How are Cobb and Smiley progressing? Because obviously those are two critical guys for this team if they're going to get anywhere.
Well, they this organization, like most, likes to take baby steps. So once Cobb had his forearm diagnosed as right forearm tendonitis, you know, they shut him down for a week. So not only are you going to have to get over the pain, but you're going to have to build yourself back up to be a starter. Smiley's doing some bullpens, but you know, I wouldn't look really for either one of them to be back until later in the month of April, that is.
It appears, sort of unofficially, technically, maybe not, I don't know. It appears that Logan Forsythe is the second baseman for the time being. Where exactly does that situation stand? Because we've got a little clarity, but it doesn't seem like a lot.
No, Kevin Cash said yesterday that Forsythe would be the all but announcing him as the regular second baseman. Now, they do have a lot of, you know, mix and match and that kind of thing, and they're going to have to make some decisions on how many other infielders they want to take. But I would look for, until Nick Franklin came back from his oblique injury, you're going to see Forsythe out there for the most part, and the infield is going to be pretty solid with Longoria at third, Cabrera at shortstop, Forsythe at second, and Loney at first.
Forsythe's kind of an intriguing guy. I mean, he hasn't really shown it at the big league level, but at times in his career, he's really hit. I mean, do they think that maybe they might stumble onto something here?
Well, it's funny. My own experience watching him last year, he didn't have a very good start, and we were kind of wondering about this guy, you know? And then some injuries took place, and you started seeing him play a lot. And as what happens a lot of times when you see a guy play a lot and he gets some consistent at-bats, you know, you notice he's putting together some pretty hard-hit balls, and one thing I really noticed was how sure-handed he is in the field. So I don't think they're going to be lacking too much at second base with him there.
And on the other side of the diamond, Asdrubal Cabrera has emerged as the primary shortstop. That's not entirely unexpected, but did he win the job, or was that kind of the way it was looming all along?
Well, they never did give, you know, say he was going to be the guy going into spring. You know, they said it was going to be one or the other, him at second or at short. And he stated at the first part of spring that he had a preference for, you know, being named one or the other. So they respected that. But he told us the other day after they made it official that, you know, he had gotten to work in the offseason. He had heard the whispers about not having his range anymore. He knows that that's his bread and butter, and he got back to work. He came to camp lighter, and according to what the Rays said, you know, he's sure-handed, and his range looks pretty good.
As we stand here today, Cabrera is also batting third in the lineup, in a lineup that looks maybe more than a little bit like an opening day lineup. That seems to indicate there are pretty high expectations for him with the bat as well.
I would agree. I mean, and of course, this is a team that's going to probably struggle on offense some, although I would look for this offense to be a little stronger than last year just on the merits of if Cabrera can pick up, you know, where Escobar seemed to kind of drop the ball last year, and then a catcher, you know, if Rivera can do anything like he did in San Diego, that's a major upgrade over what they've had the last 2 years at catcher.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.